Krishna Book, Canto 5, Parakiya Rasa, Chapter 30, Scene 3, The Gopis Surmise Radharani. In this way, all the gopis were madly feeling the absence of Krishna. They inquired about him from the trees and plants. In some places, they found the imprints of the marks on the sole of his feet, namely the flag, lotus flower, trident, thunderbolt, etc. After seeing those footprints, the gopis exclaimed, "Oh, here is the impression of the marks on the sole of Krishna. All the marks, such as flag, lotus flower, trident, and thunderbolt, are distinctly visible here." The gopis then began to follow those footprints, and shortly they saw another set of footprints besides Krishna's, and immediately they became very sorry. "Dear friends, just see, whose are these other footprints? They are beside the footprints of the son of Maharaj Nanda. It is certainly Krishna passing through, resting his hand on some other gopi, exactly as an elephant goes side by side with his beloved mate. We must therefore understand that this particular gopi must have served Krishna with greater affectionate love than ourselves. And because of this, although Krishna has left us, he could not leave her company. Krishna has taken her along with him. Dear friends, just imagine how the dust of this place is transcendentally glorious. The dust of the lotus feet of Krishna is worshipped even by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, as well as the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. But at the same time, we are very sorry that this particular gopi has gone along with Krishna, for she is sharing the nectar of Krishna's kisses and leaving us aside to lament. Oh, friends, just see, at this particular spot, we do not see the footprints of that gopi. It appears that because there were some pinpricks from the dried grass, Krishna took Radharani upon his shoulder. Oh, she is so dear to him. Krishna must have picked some flowers in this spot just to satisfy Radharani, because here, where he stood erect to get the flowers from the high branches of the tree, we find only half of the impression of Krishna's feet. Dear friends, just see how Krishna must have sat down here with Radharani and tried to set flowers in her hair. You can be certain that both of them sat together here. Krishna is self-sufficient. He has nothing to enjoy from any other source. And yet, just to satisfy his devotee, Krishna treated Radharani exactly as a lusty boy treats his girlfriend. Krishna is so kind that he always tolerates the disturbances created by his girlfriends. And so in this way, all the gopis began to point out the faults of that particular gopi who had been taken alone by Krishna. They began to say that the chief gopi, Radharani, who was taken alone by Krishna, must be very proud of her position, thinking herself the greatest of the gopis. And yet, how could Krishna take her away alone, leaving all of us aside, unless she be extraordinarily qualified and beautiful? She must have taken Krishna into the deep forest and told him, "My dear Krishna, I am now very tired. I cannot go any further. Please, carry me wherever you like. And so, when Krishna was spoken to in this way, Krishna might have told Radharani, "All right, better get on my shoulder." But immediately, Krishna must have disappeared. And now Radharani must be lamenting for Krishna. "Oh, my dear lover, my dearest, you are so fine and so powerful. Where have you gone? I am nothing but your most obedient maidservant. I am very much aggrieved. Please, come and be with me again." Krishna, however, is not coming to her. He must be watching her from a distant place, enjoying her sorrow. All the gopis then went further and further into the forest, searching out Krishna. But when they learned that actually Radharani was left alone by Krishna, the gopis became very sorry. Now here is the test of Krishna consciousness. In the beginning, the gopis were a little envious that Krishna had taken Radharani alone, leaving aside all the other gopis. But as soon as the gopis knew that Krishna had also left Radharani and that she was alone, lamenting for Krishna, they became more sympathetic towards her. Indeed, the gopis found Radharani and heard everything from her about how she misbehaved with Krishna and how she was proud and insulted for her pride. After hearing all of this, the gopis became actually very sympathetic. Then, all the gopis, including Radharani, began to proceed further into the forest until they could no longer see the moonlight. When the gopis saw that it was getting gradually darker, they stopped. Their mind and intelligence became absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna. They all imitated the activities of Krishna and his speeches. Due to their heart and soul being completely given over to Krishna, the gopis began to chant his glories, completely forgetting their family interests. In this way, all the gopis assembled together on the bank of the Yamuna, expecting that Krishna must return to them. And so, they simply engaged in chanting the glories of Sri Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.